four seasons in countryside. The spring in countryside is especially charming. The canal melts and everything rouses up from sleeping. On the slope of the hill, the animals are assembling for a reunion. Herds of bulls, lambs and rabbits are running excitedly forward and backward. On the lane to the hill, all kinds of wild flowers bloom in red, purple and lemon. They are either like flame or like horns. How beautiful! People are astonished, startled, by the substantial change of nature overnight. Dense bushes around the belt of banks wear a new dress. The green pines cap a magnificent rug on the peak and ridge. Pears begin to give off buds. The gardener in plantation is occupied in trimming, clipping branches. Farmers begin to plow and sow in the fruitful field. All these constitute a peculiar and fascinating picture of the rural scenery in April. When the calendar turns to June, some tender flowers fade and the summer tips in. The grape cane in court begins to grow arbitrarily, climbing across the bench and the barrier enclosed by fences. They shove each other to form a natural screen. The sun roasts the earth, and beams of sunlight come through the leaves and hedges of the avenue, and then fall on the stone column, pillar, and the log huts beside the road. Patches of shadows make the place a magic location. Sometimes there would be storms and hails. When the rain pours down in torrents, people find no shelters to hide before being soaked. Then the storm ceases and everything thrives. Children chase each other in the court. Summer is a prosperous season. Autumn is a harvest season. When the dawn mist is scattered, the field is paved with golden corn, cloud-like cotton, green peas and red pepper. In this mild climate, with the booming of tractors, the peasants would be busy approximately for a fortnight. When the barn is full of crops and bundles of hay are collected, the faces of peasants glow with smiles. What a rare harvest year! When the sun sets, the sky is dyed red. Some chickens will claw for worms in the clay. The carrier pigeons are swinging wings back to nest. The cattle stand silently in stables, and the fishes are idly bubbling in shallow streams. In the distance, a steamer with cargoes anchors in the harbour. The surf is licking its rear with a gentle rhythm. The lorry and van, like static statue, accompany the steamer on the bank. The tired porters have fallen in sleep in the cab. What a harmonious picture! Fog turning into frost forecasts the coming of winter, when the snow invades the earth. Crystal flakes crash with branches and decayed stumps. Everything retreats beneath the white snow. Residents hide in their house and furnish it with a new layout. They place the stove in the middle of the house and stem the gaps in the window. When the smoke is curling up from the chimney, people who work hard all the year sit around the oven, enjoying bowls of liquor from their own underground cellar and chatting pleasantly. Everybody could feel the warmth from the inner heart.